This is Ag Economic Insights. I'm Joe Gangwish. David Widmar is with us from Purdue University, also co-owner of Ag Economic Insights. Well, David, last week we looked at Arc County yields, and this week more on Arc County revenue guarantees. What's happened with Arc County revenue guarantees here over the last year or so?
Yeah, Joe, great to join you today. Last week, Brent talked about changes in benchmark yields, and a lot of parts of the country saw those trend higher in recent years. And we also know in the back of our mind that prices have trended lower. So when you take prices and benchmark yields, one going down, one going up, the big question is how has those revenue guarantees through the ARC County and ARC program changed over time. And there's a lot of variability in that across different commodities. So we look at corn, the revenue guarantees from 14 to 16 were down on average about $25 per acre. A third of the counties out there saw their target revenues increase. So while on average it's gone down, about a third of the corn producers saw that revenue go up. So it varies by operation and it varies across counties and regions of the country.
Let's talk about the differences we saw, first of all, by crop. What did you see there?
Yeah, so while a third of the counties saw the corn revenue guarantee go up, revenue guarantee increases were more common for soybeans and wheat. So 54% of counties saw the revenue guarantee increase in soybeans from 2014 to 2016. And on average, the increase was about $6 per acre. For wheat, 75% of counties saw that ARC revenue guarantee increase, about $14 per acre on average. So that's a lot of variability in across the commodities.
You can see these charts, of course, on the blog at ageconomist.com. And David, talk about geographically the changes that we saw.
When we looked at the maps and the county-level data and we plotted it out on a map, we know for corn, the southern and the southeast parts of the country, that's where we saw those third of those counties with a revenue guarantee increase. When we think about kind of the Corn Belt, the eastern Corn Belt saw those revenue guarantees fall the most, as well as northern Iowa and southern Minnesota. Across Nebraska, it was pretty common to see, the $50 to $100 decreases in revenue guarantees with that program from 14 to 16. Soybeans, again, similar story. The South and Southeast saw the smallest declines, where some of the larger declines were there in, say, Missouri and Iowa and parts of Ohio and Indiana.
Well, David, wrap it up for us. Are we going to see further declines here moving forward?
Yeah, so when we think about how the ARC County program works going forward, given the different metrics, there's a couple things to keep in mind. One, it is very likely that that price point, that benchmark price, is going to be lower again for the 2017 crop, that crop that we're going to be planting here in the next few weeks. So when we think about where we're at with those prices, the 2017 crop is probably not going to see a lot of ARC County support given the metrics of this program. So producers are going to need to carefully think about what the implications are for smaller ARC County payments, or the likelihood of smaller ARC County payments for the crop they're planting in 2017. Of course, payments for those crops will be coming in the fall of 2018.
Well, for more, you can go to ageconomist.com. And for a replay of this and a podcast, you can go to the podcast page at ruralradio.com. For David Widmar with Ag Economic Insights, I'm Joe Gangwish.